We are going to talk more about today's developments in that largest ever college admissions scam. We are going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Christopher Hunt. He is a college essay consultant. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.
My pleasure.
Really interested in your perspective. You help kids write essays for their college applications. As someone who's gone through this with my kids, there's a whole industry that has popped up lately that helps kids prepare their college admission and get into a good college. What are your takeaways from the arrest today? What's the difference between what you do and what they did?
Well, I think you'd have to look at it as part of a continuum that started, for example, with Stanley Kaplan and other things to prep for the SATs. So that was the early phase. As those became more effective and students got higher test scores, then students and parents looked for where else they could get some kind of advantage towards getting into these elite colleges. So as a result, a whole industry or business of college consultants, people offering advice on how to get into college, and then a little niche like mine of guiding students about the best way to present themselves in this context, that emerged.
So, Mr. Hunt, I have to ask you, from your vantage point as somebody who's working with these kids in this arena, if you will, is this story emblematic of something much bigger?
The story would seem to me to be an outlier insofar as it crossed the bounds of legality. However, in terms of parents seeking an advantage for their students, because in my experience, students are nervous. They play it straight. They play by the rules. Parents are the ones who are a little more worldly and might try to work the system on behalf of their kids. It is emblematic, certainly, of parents seeking to do well by their kids.
Is it also not emblematic of just how cutthroat and competitive it has gotten to get into a college these days?
I would hate to use the word cutthroat because that describes student-on-student competition. Like, I'm only going to get ahead if I keep you down. But certainly, in terms of there being a sense of competition, meaning the admission rates for elite colleges drop year after year after year, with, I think, the extreme example now being Stanford, which last year had a 4.7% admission rate or something like that. So that perception of competition is leading to more attempts to get ahead. Now, actually, direct payments and bribery could not possibly be common, I believe, right? But the bigger story is, you know, greater sense of competition for a limited number of seats and beds at colleges.
Anything strike out at you in terms of what could be done differently to prevent this from happening in the future?
Well, this particular case of bribery is, again, extreme, but pay attention to who they went after. They didn't bribe your normal admissions officers. So regular students go through a regular, you know, they apply to, and they get evaluated by their regional representative, who then, if they like the application, puts it up to a committee and then through the dean. So there's a whole process. So it would not have been effective to bribe a regular admissions officer because they don't have the power to make it happen. To prevent it, you might look at the sports recruiting process at elite universities, because in that case, a recruited athlete, you know, either a real athlete or a phony athlete, gets the approval of the coach, and then the coach bypasses the normal process and goes to the person in the admissions office who just deals with the athletes. So that's really the weak point, and that's clearly, if the person accused is actually did this, you know, that's the weak point that was identified. So it wouldn't be that hard to cut that off.
Christopher Hunt, thanks so much. College essay consultant.